Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today, we're looking at a new piece from Brett Allegray Wood called 92% Used, 7 Minutes to Reset. Token Anxiety is the New Frontier of Mental Health Risk.
When I first read that title, I thought it was a bit dramatic. Then I realized I'd been checking my own usage bar 3 times in the last hour.
That's exactly Brett's point. He opens with a real screenshot. 92% of his Claude session used, 7 minutes to reset. And he describes catching himself rationing his own thoughts. Should I ask that follow-up question or save it? Is this prompt worth the tokens?
And then immediately the other voice kicks in. Wait, 92% with 7 minutes to go? That's impressive. I squeezed every drop out.
Two completely opposite reactions to the same progress bar. Brett says that's not a productivity story. It's a psychology story.
So what patterns is he seeing?
4 of them. The ration, where you deliberately dumb down your questions to make the allocation last. The sprint, where you've got 7 minutes left and you're frantically trying to finish before the gate comes down. The lockout, where you're mid-deadline and the tool just switches off.
And the fourth?
The reset ritual, knowing exactly when your limit refreshes and planning your actual life around it. He asks, be honest, you've done the maths on your reset time.
Guilty.
And his concern is that we've started wearing it like a badge of honor. Hit my limit again today has become the new I'm so busy.
Is he saying the AI companies are deliberately doing this to hook us?
No, he's fair about that. He acknowledges they have real compute costs and real capacitive constraints. But he says the effect on our brains is the same regardless of intent. When a tool rewards you, meters you, and cuts you off on a schedule it controls, that's an operant conditioning loop. Slot machines run on the same wiring. So do mobile games with energy bars.
That is a sharp comparison.
And the consequence is that our brains get trained to feel scarcity about our own thinking. We let a usage bar decide when we're allowed to be smart.
So what's the actual fix?
Architecture. Brett built his AIOS, his AI operating system, to be model agnostic. He runs a property business called EasyTrack, over 700 properties and a team of 30. And the founding decision was that no single model gets to own the system.
What does model agnostic mean in practice for a business owner?
The intelligence layer sits in his workspace, his context, his data, his automations. The model underneath is interchangeable. Claude when it's the best brain for the job, OpenAI when he wants a second opinion, local models for steady background work and anything he wants running on his own hardware with no meter at all.
So when that bar hits 92%, the work just routes somewhere else.
He says he feels nothing now when he sees it. Mild curiosity, maybe. The anxiety disappeared not because he meditated it away, but because he removed its cause, dependence on one supplier's permission to think.
And there's a hard business case here separate from the mental health angle.
A solid one. Whatever any of these providers do next, price hikes, limit cuts, terms changes, he keeps using the best option available at that moment because the context and automations are his. The models are just engines he swaps in and out. He puts it well. In property, you'd never tolerate a managing agent who locked you out of your own portfolio for 5 hours a day.
Right. He has a line in the article that got me. AI is a partner, not a profit, and definitely not a landlord.
That's the principle underneath everything. So what does he say to do this week?
4 things, and the first one is the one people will resist. Count how many times you check your usage bar in a day. That number is data about dependency, not productivity.
Second, move one workflow's context out of the chat window and into a document you own, so the workflow survives a vendor switch. Third, run one task on a second model. Take something you always do in Claude and run it through OpenAI or a local model. Not to switch, just to prove you can.
And the fourth?
Stop wearing the lockout as a medal. Hitting your limit isn't evidence you're working hard. It's evidence your architecture has a single point of failure.
That last one is going to sting for a few people.
What's your one thing this week?
Move one workflow out of the chat. Write down the prompt, the background, the instructions into a document I own. That's where it starts.
Mine is running something on a second model. The moment you do it, you know you can. That's what AI should be. Something that augments your thinking, not something that controls the schedule of it.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this kind of thinking applied to your own business, you can book a free AI audit right there on the site.
Worth your time. We'll see you next time.